gets colder. My eyes grow thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. 'Cause I can't stop the war.
Good afternoon. This is Evelyn Pringle, and welcome to Focus on the Facts. I'm really excited today because I have Dane Wigington coming on, and he's going to discuss geoengineering. And this, I only became aware of geoengineering really about a month or two ago, so I'm going to learn as much as everybody else is by listening to him. So I'm really happy to welcome him to the show. Dane?
Hello, Evelyn. How are you?
Good, good. I was just telling my guests that I'm really new to this geoengineering, and I don't know how I could have missed it. I do remember probably 6 months or a year ago typing in chemtrails one time, and I don't think I found very much. But anyhow, I'm just amazed at that this is going on, and it's to such an extent already. It is really scary.
This is not a battle I wanted for your listeners, just to give a little background on how I got into this.
Sure.
I have a background with Bechtel Power and renewable energy. My home is on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. I'm off-grid completely in the Pacific Northwest, Northern California. And with a very large solar system, I have a 12,000-watt solar system, and I began to lose massive amounts of my solar power uptake from whatever these aircraft were leaving behind. This is in like 2001, and clearly something was going on, and I began to research. And as you said earlier, when you looked up chemtrails, we really advise people to not use that term and use the science terms of climate engineering, geoengineering, or solar radiation management. If you search those terms, you'll come to science, and people see there's credibility. But as I began to research and found mountains of data on this issue that I was amazed I had not heard about before either, especially given my background, I began to test my precipitation to see if the elements named in geoengineering patents were showing up in the rain, which means they're in the air column. Indeed, they were, starting with aluminum. And the more I tested, the more massive the fallout became, and clearly these programs were going on. And, you know, I've been faced with the battle ever since. I've been at this for 12 years, and so it's not a job I wanted. I'm not politically oriented. I've never been an activist. On our website, geoengineeringwatch.org, we don't sell anything, and non-political. We just simply want to get the word out. This is, again, if we can't walk out our doors, Evelyn, and breathe without inhaling this stuff, we have a fight on our hands. It's the amount of decimation being caused globally by climate engineering is absolutely unquantifiable and really unfathomable. It's linked to so much decimation in the web of life right now. It's hard to really imagine.
Yeah. It is, and I thought, do you have young children?
I do. I have a 10-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter. And
yes.
If you look at the autism stats, for example, you know, most people know they're going through the roof. Why isn't it headlines? I mean, we've gone from 1 in 5,000 in 75 to 1 in 47 in 2014, which is over a 10,000% increase. And now we have MIT telling us, you know, this is an internationally recognized research institution, telling us that we're going to be every other child in less than 10 years.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, I was watching one documentary last night, and they were saying that it's going to be, like 50% soon.
And that doesn't mean that the child that's not diagnosed is healthy. He's not healthy. Just simply, he's not bad enough to have a diagnosis, and none of us are healthy at this point. And you know, for people who want to pretend or deny or debate that this is happening, we have the lab tests to prove it. We have 70 lab tests at the state-certified lab in Northern California alone. We have lab tests from all over the globe. If these toxic metals are in the precipitation, and they are in unimaginable quantities, they're in the air column. And again, we know these are the primary elements named in climate engineering patents. We know that the express goal of solar radiation management is to block the sun. How many people see clear blue sky anymore? I mean, it's truly incredible that so few people look up. I mean, I think you could light the sky on fire and many people wouldn't notice, you know, and this stuff's going on right above our heads.
Well, right, and you know, I know they're keeping this hidden because I'm an investigative journalist, and I've been writing about autism since probably 2003, and I never noticed that geoengineering was also, you know, the chemicals were getting into the children's bodies from that too, not just vaccines.
They are, and vaccines are certainly a problem as well, but when you start mixing these metals together, you get a really potent brew, if you will, because you get a synergistic toxicity. And the combination, for example, of aluminum and mercury is most especially profound. We have mercury from the vaccinations, from fillings, from breathing coal-fired power plant emissions. And the combination of mercury and aluminum, the overall toxicity can increase as much as 10,000%. Also, it's 100 times worse, according to peer-reviewed studies. So it's truly horrific, and it's also getting in our food supply. This is what people don't understand or realize if they don't know this is going on. These are bioavailable materials because of how small the size of the particles are. These are nanoparticulates. And so they're bioavailable to all plant life. All plant life is uptaking these metals. And according to some Norwegian researchers, they're seeing horizontal gene mutation in all plant life. So is there any organic right now? No. The answer is no. Organic is still better than GMO or pesticide, laden crops, but it's still not quote unquote organic anymore. Nothing.
Right. Yeah. So. It is so scary. Like, now that I know about this, I think my health is being affected. I just feel tired all the time. My mind works okay, but I just feel like I have no energy. You know.
Well, the host of effects is really immense. It varies from person to person. Certain people's systems can expel the metals better than others, depending on a certain diet. Some people are chelating the metals out of their system better than others. But I'm not sure, Evelyn, have you seen the reports? You know, the bee colony collapse is happening, right? You know, the bees are dying.
Yeah.
You probably know that. But have you seen any of the reports connecting the bees and aluminum?
No.
Have you seen those?
I don't think so.
I would encourage your listeners to search online. Just search bees/aluminum. We now have peer-reviewed study that proves conclusively the bees are dying from symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's and autism in a bee. This is the Science Report itself states this. So the bees have, in many cases, 70 times more aluminum in them now than it takes to cause Alzheimer's or dementia in a human, as much as 200 parts per million. It's astoundingly high levels of aluminum. So, again, we knew going back many years that there was a much bigger problem than just the farm chemicals for the bees. Mm-hmm. And we've tried to communicate this to some of the main beekeepers in the country, and like a lot in academia, they refuse to listen, they refuse to look at data, and even now, having these reports, we've heard nothing from them, absolutely nothing.
Right.
We knew the bees were dying, 1,000 miles into the wilderness. So obviously, it was more than the farm chemicals. And again, we can't seem to reach the people in academia who most need to be reached, and especially the climate science community is another one. Evelyn, how can you talk about the climate without discussing climate engineering or including that? And how can they not know? They do know. They're just simply afraid to speak out.
Right. You know, this just really scares me. Because, everything's dying, like the Pacific Ocean, from what I'm understanding, is about dead. Everything in it, And that this stuff has been affecting us this long, and that, like with autism, before I knew about this, I said, what other illness has ever hit this country so hard with our children that they didn't find out what it was causing it? They'd say, I was blaming a lot on vaccines, and they'd keep saying it wasn't vaccines, but my question would always be, then why aren't you finding out what it is? Now, my God.
We're living in an asylum filled with cowards and tyrants, And then we have tyrants at the top that are orchestrating a lot of the stuff. And we have cowards all the way down the chain who refuse to acknowledge it. And we know they know in so many cases. I've been in, you know, hopefully I'll be asked to testify about this soon if our legal efforts go properly. But I've been in meetings going back 5 years with, for example, Redding Environmental Waste. This is in Northern California. Redding's the city on the Sacramento River where it comes from the Shasta Dam, and they test the Sacramento River water. Shown to my face, massive spikes in aluminum in the river water in a closed-door meeting with the environmental waste people who asked me to attend because this is my area of research. They have yet to release that data. They simply look the other way. And I was asked for my confidentiality to attend the meeting, which I've held on, you know, as long as I could, hoping that they would do the right thing. They haven't. So hopefully when we have a team now of, we have 8 U.S. attorneys, 3 Canadian attorneys. We're working on filing suit, Canada and U.S. We have to get this issue to light. We simply have to get it to light. And all those people who are participating, whether they be journalists or agency officials like those I just mentioned, state, federal, or otherwise, every single person who's looking the other way on this issue must be considered an accessory to the crime. They must be. And the public needs to hold them accountable. And I hope we reach a point, Evelyn, where we can have Nuremberg-type trials for everybody involved with this, which is really past ecocide or genocide. This is omnicide. That's a destruction of all life. And that's the course we're on.
Yeah, it is so scary. And, I think I've heard other people ask you, I've watched many of your videos, you know, and you're a very good presenter, what are all these people that are doing this, what is protecting them from getting sick like the rest of us?
That's a good question. Now, I'll answer that one, and then I'll back into a couple more that I'm sure are on the minds of your readers right now, like who is doing this and why. But as far as how those people that are responsible for this are safeguarding themselves, there's a couple factors there that we know of. First, there's a facility in Germany that has state-of-the-art chelation processes where you're actually on a table. One researcher from Norway I've spoken to has been in this facility twice. It's not available to all of us. But the blood is pulled from the system, and they have a very sophisticated chelation method that actually pulls the metals out of your body. If they did this, for example, once annually, they would exempt themselves from much or all of the symptoms that the rest of us are going to have. In addition to that, this is important. This is the most important aspect. People need to understand those in power are not sane, period. And how many examples do we have to prove that? Let's take Fukushima alone. Fukushima may kill us all if other factors don't first. No technology to fix Fukushima, no end in sight. It's a nuclear volcano. It's exponentially worse than the worst-case projections most people have seen. And even though this one plant may do that much to the planet, they're building 60 more right now, 60 globally. Obama just approved $6.5 billion for 2 more plants in Georgia. So, and let's take the nuclear weapons detonations, you know, 2,000-plus detonations. Everything on the planet's contaminated from those, damage to some of the Earth's protective layers as well. I mean, where does one stop? We have enough nuclear weapons to kill, exterminate life on Earth mathematically 12,000 times over. Where does one stop? You know, we're not dealing
with that. I don't know. I mean, I really do think the end of this planet is coming.
At face value, mathematically speaking. To answer for your listeners the why of why this is going on, again, if we trace this back, and we have, and there's a lot of this data is all on geoengineeringwatch.org, if we look at the desire of those in power to control everything, including the weather, most especially the weather, because it's the most covert weapon of all, you can take a country down and they don't even know they were at war. So it's been a weapon of choice, and as it's been used for 7-plus decades, it's done horrific damage to the planet. The more damage it does, the more they've ramped up these programs to try to hide a lot of the damage done. The climate system, make no mistake, is horrifically and irreparably damaged. And those who don't think so will soon. And it's not You know, there's a lot of sources of that damage. I'm not pinning it all on climate engineering. We've been very bad stewards of the planet, but climate engineering being really at the top of the list, and that's a big statement because we've done a lot of damage to the planet. But they've now tried to cover that up to some degree. You saw, for example, the last 3 years, the East Coast has been very cool the last three winters.
Mm-hmm.
And especially they would focus on certain areas like the Buffalo snow or the Boston snow. And this is the way you can really create a lot of division in the community or the populations as to whether it's warming, cooling, and everybody's so confused they don't even want to hear about the climate. And makes people kind of ignore reality until it comes home to roost. And it's, you see the temperatures right now on the East Coast, I mean, it's shattering records. In fact, in the last 3 days, there's been some 2,000-plus records broken. Temperatures are going up off the charts. So the more they geoengineer, they can engineer cool downs, but it comes at the cost of a worsened overall damage to the climate, worsened warming. So we're really on a downward spiral right now. As dark as it looks, though, Evelyn, and it does look damn dark, if we could expose climate engineering and people knew that they had been exposed to this lethal experiment without their knowledge or consent, I would argue it drags everything to the surface with it. 9/11, all sorts of other issues come to the surface with it. And if we could do that, it's our best leap in the right direction we could take.
And didn't they cause things like Katrina?
If we look at certain hurricanes, and the best example would be Hurricane Sandy, because meteorologically speaking, there's no chance that they could have possibly known that Hurricane Sandy would make an unprecedented 90-degree westerly turn 7 days ahead of time. There's no chance they could have known that, and they did. How do they know? Because they can steer hurricanes. And we have patents for this. Again, for your listeners that don't think this is possible, Project Storm Fury, decades-long engineering hurricanes, and people should ask themselves, how could there be, there's been no major landfalls of hurricane landfalls in the U.S. for 10 years. Hurricane Sandy was not a major hurricane, by the way. Did major damage, but it wasn't a major hurricane. How can that be when we have record numbers of record intensity hurricanes all over the rest of the planet, the Pacific especially? Because they're keeping those hurricanes from hitting the U.S. because sea levels have risen enough now where the damage would be impossible to excuse away, that the sea level rise would be impossible to hide. In the case of Sandy, what it looks like, even though they steered that in and intentionally did that damage, it absolutely, all data indicates, was that a shot across somebody's bow? Was there pushback from certain politicians against these programs? Was this a warning? We can all speculate onto, you know, what's being done behind the curtain, but Hurricane Sandy clearly was steered, and they can, with ionosphere heaters, for your listeners that know what HAARP is, you know what HAARP is.
Right.
Probably that one. So that's only one facility as an example. We have dozens of those around the globe. We have NEXRAD radar, SBX, C-band, X-band radar. The amount of radio frequency that's being blasted in the atmosphere, microwaving the atmosphere to heat the ionosphere in order to steer the jet stream by making high and low pressure zones, it's a wonder that anything functions on the planet. It's a wonder any of us are even alive at this point. You know, I mean, there's so much bombardment.
I know. You know, just lately, probably because I've been reading and more and watching more videos, but there's just a U.S. genocide going on all over this world. And in this country, you know, they're killing. I didn't know about the secret societies and the Illuminati until probably a month or two ago. And after figuring that out, it's like they're just poisoning us in all different ways. You know, and I gripe a lot because, you know, I'm just so appalled that the wars that the U.S. is doing, you know, and killing off all these innocent people and destroying countries. But I was saying for quite some time now that there's genocide going on in this country because they're killing us in a bunch of different ways. But I didn't know there was a center to it. I thought it was each industry doing it separately, you know. And then I would add them all together and say the food we eat, you know, the medicines we take, the vaccines, all these different things is killing us, but I didn't realize there's a center point, that they're working together. So, I mean, it's happening. And people, I don't think people realize it at all.
They've been trained not to realize it. They've been trained to respond like Pavlov's dogs, if you know that experiment, that, you know, that were trained to salivate whenever they heard a bell. This is where the term, for example, conspiracy theorist, for so many people, if they hear that term, they immediately shut down. They don't listen to anything else because they've been well-trained to shut down. On the core of power, I also would not have believed that 15 years ago. I've done too much research now. It's indisputable. There's a core group of global power, supersedes presidencies or anything else. Who is that group of power? Those who print the money, period.
Right.
All roads lead back to the central bankers, period.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really indisputable. And on the conspiracy theory thing, let's think about this. What is the official story of 9/11? The official story is a textbook conspiracy theory, is it not? The official story, right?
Yeah,
but nobody questions that because that's the government's version of what happened. Even though it's a conspiracy, nobody questions it. Even though, let's think about, I mean, the likelihood of a diabetic hiding in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan could outflank the U.S. military and hit the most protected building on the planet, the Pentagon.
Right.
It's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Immediately, I thought it was done by the government, but I never thought for a minute that terrorists flew them planes in them buildings. I knew it was done by the government right off the bat.
By then, I was
investigating all different agencies, the corruption and CDC, the FDA, all these different agencies. So when that happened, it was like, I knew damn well it was not done by Bin Laden. And I also knew, too, I think he even died in December that year.
It looks like he did, yeah. And certainly when we take that fast forward to the so-called Bin Laden takedown of the Navy SEALs who were all then themselves taken out in a helicopter, you know about that, right? The whole team that supposedly went in to get Bin Laden was all later because they were, it appeared, not willing to bite their lip on this whole facade. They were all put on a helicopter, and that helicopter was blown out of the air, killed everyone.
So,
people should see through this. And, you know, when we take something as blatant and glaring as Building 7, I mean, that's the epitome of what the power structure can carry out right in front of people's face. If you can't recognize Building 7 as a demo, and you believe the official story that a 47 steel structure highway has collapsed at free fall speed from some furniture burning on the first floor, you're not grounded to reality.
No. But, you know, the mind control that's going on, I never realized how intense that was either until lately. And now I've studied it a lot, and it's like, the way they've done it, and they've been doing it since they came out with TVs, you know, and programming our kids and programming our kids to be perverted, really. All the cartoons and stuff, and I mean, those were even out when I was growing up, and I didn't notice any of that, what was in those cartoons, you know. My grandkids, you know, grew up with solid mind-controlling things like that. And it's like, how do you undo them from that? You know, you can't watch Disney shows anymore. You shouldn't watch TV. It's just, they've got everybody so addicted, but it really works. I really believe that it does work.
Well, it works, all right. And even on that note, relating that back to climate engineering, the skies in even movies like a very recent one, The Good Dinosaurs, or I think a brand new movie out right now. And here's this, you know, supposed cartoon about prehistoric setting, and there's aerosol clouds in the background in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's in Over the Hedge, it's in Cars, you know, sprayed skies. And it just becomes a part of the kid's psyche. And we have programs from NASA to teach the kids. And this is how insidious this all is. We've done posts on this, so the information's available on Geoengineering Watch as well. But NASA programs to teach the children that these clouds, these jet clouds, are all harmless, just normal, nothing to worry about. How insidious can that be, you know?
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
It is.
And, in these leaders of this country, you know, they're so sick and evil that, you know, they do this to their own kids. You know, the rotten things, it's just, I don't know, I can't believe that. I'm an investigative journalist, and I've been writing, you know, stories on the wars and the drugs and all this stuff for, must be 12 years, I think, and I didn't know about this. So now when I realize the mind control going on, you know, I don't get mad anymore at my friends and my family members and stuff, because, you know, when I'd be posting the horrible things that we were doing in other countries and the refugees were causing and the deaths and everything, nobody would seem alarmed, you know. Most of them would even click like on the Facebook when I put that stuff out there. But I think they're totally mind controlled.
You know,
I mean,
they are.
And look at all the things that they've used, the sports, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
get everybody addicted to them sports.
They do.
And boy, do I notice now that I know this going on, because I play on a pool league, and I think I'm even going to quit. But on Thursday nights now, the night I play, no matter where we play, they got the TV on with the ball game, and usually a bunch of TVs, so you can sit anywhere in the place and still look at it. And
yeah, yeah.
The pool players will be looking at it while they're shooting their game of pool.
That's a good point. That's a good point. They want to bombard you from every angle, and you know, sensory,
yes,
total sensory overload. And yeah, man has completely disconnected from nature, and this is something that we're going to pay a high price for very soon. And in regard to the time frame that we're on, and many, you know, ask about that, and certainly no one can know that. But mathematically speaking, based on the trajectories that we're on, if we do not change course, our time horizon is very short, very short. This is a very nonlinear equation.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, if we stay on this trajectory, mathematically speaking, the best frontline scientists right now that are putting out accurate data, because we have methane filling the atmosphere right now. That's why we see on the temperature records I just mentioned to you, we see nighttime low temperature records being broken almost twice as fast as daytime highs, which means the nighttime low temperatures are rising twice as fast as the daytime highs proportionately. So this is what we'd expect with an atmosphere filling with methane, and climate engineering is connected to making that worse as well. Because it's shredding the ozone layer, it's disrupting upper-level wind currents, and that's pushing ocean currents to force warm water into the Arctic, which is helping to thaw frozen methane deposits on the seafloor. And again, I'm not negating CO2, the buildup of greenhouse gases, the decimation of our forests, the paving of the planet. Those are all factors. But
right,
climate engineering is helping to exacerbate those factors overall. And so we add all this up, and right now, again, on the current trajectory, we've lost almost 60% of Earth's wildlife in the last 40 years. Human populations
mm-hmm.
have doubled. We're seeing insect populations
because
crash.
How long have they been doing this, geoengineering?
70 years. On a significant
years?
Scale, we know 70 years.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So based on the current trajectories, again, we're looking right now mathematically at a northern hemisphere that won't support life by 2030. That's not very long.
Mm-hmm.
Southern
I can
hemisphere,
that.
Maybe 2040.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the other things that they're doing, you know, these psych drugs, how, you know, they use psychiatry to invent all these disorders and stuff, and now they're giving these drugs to babies less than a year old. And I was blind to that because back in the 2000s I was writing about that, you know, and one time I found Medicaid records in Florida where they had, I think it was 23 infants below a year old put on antipsychotics. And the next year, they didn't have any, okay? So I thought it went away that they got revealed. No, one of my guests that I had on, I think she said there's like 200 and some thousand babies in the United States on these drugs now.
Well, I believe that. You know, when your child is born, they take them immediately for one vaccination that you can't stop them from. And I really didn't understand what they were doing until after, you know, it already happened to my children as well. And this is, you know, what the hell is that vaccine? They take them immediately when they're born and give them one.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is, the whole system is so incredibly off the rails, and so many people are participating, because this can't happen without a whole lot of people, you know, your friends, my friends, our neighbors, our family, people participating in this insanity. That's
right.
The only way it can happen, and that needs to stop. Everybody needs to understand that, you know, our immediate futures are at stake, and however dark the horizon, we have to stop participating in the insanity if we're going to have any chance of anybody surviving anywhere.
Right.
And it starts with our military as well, who, if you look at the control on the military, for example, on the, let's relate this back to geoengineering and how they hide it. On the Weather Channel, which is owned by Bain Capital, Blackstone, and a few other of the key, you know, globalist corporations, Climate Central is owned by Rothschild's group. Climate Corp is owned by Monsanto. The whole weather disseminating system is owned by some core of the power structure. So their job is to hide the tracks of climate engineering, to say it's natural for it to go from, 80, 90, or 100 degrees to snow in one day. And we've seen that. We've seen it go from 100 degrees, all-time record or high, to snow in one day. Amarillo, Texas, May 1st, 2013. So when you have, for example, on Weather Channel putting out this information, who's their main sponsor? Back to the military. Every other commercial is a military recruiting commercial. And our brothers and sisters in the military need to understand that they are nothing more than hired guns. If they truly care about their country, if they truly care about their children, they have to wake up and start refusing to carry out orders that are clearly wrong, clearly immoral. They have to take that step.
When they do, the government goes after them so bad, like those drone operators that just, expose a bunch of stuff.
They all have to stand together.
Bank accounts and the credit cards.
Pardon me?
They take their money away.
I know. They will. But again, money's not going to matter for a whole lot longer either. When we have a planet that won't support life, and this is what people need to worry about that are concerned about their paychecks, pensions, and so forth. Once the planet doesn't support life, it's game over. And we are in free fall to that moment, losing.
Well, yeah, just last week I was hearing, I was listening to a radio show, I think it's in Ohio, that I forget how many thousands of people are having their pensions cut in half. And that's just cut in half. But even that, these are people that paid in, all their life at their jobs. And like, even for the last, 10 or 20 years, they even gave up getting raises and stuff so that their pension would be better.
Yeah.
And now they're taking that from them. And I've been predicting this. And so I wasn't surprised when I heard it. And like they said, next it'll be our Social Security.
Well, it will.
No, I don't believe for a minute that they have that money we paid in there.
No,
that we paid every year of my life I worked.
Well, they have it in this sense. As long as the dollar has been the global reserve currency, they can print whatever they want. So when it comes to the military or programs like geoengineering, they have unlimited funds. But they want to keep the population struggling, and not that printing money solves anything, because it doesn't. Again, when nature doesn't produce anymore, it's game over. That simple. I don't care how much money you print. But they want to keep the population struggling. The more the population is struggling, the less they can look at the bigger picture, the less they're able to stand up and unite and do anything about it. It's all part of the plan. But again, we are gaining ground. People are waking up. We need them to wake up a lot faster than they are right now, though. And those who think they can ignore what's going on in a lot of regions of the world, let alone what's above their head, that's a mistake. This is the boat's going down right now. We have to deal with a lot of issues, but starting with climate engineering, because if we can't think clearly, and we're all breathing this in, as we talked about earlier, it's making us all less cognitively functional every single day. We can't think clearly.
Right.
Can't face any challenge.
Right. And like I said, I'm sure it has affected my mind, but not to the extent that, I don't research every day and put truthful articles out on everything, but the energy in me, it's just awful that I just don't feel like even walking to the other room.
A lot of people are feeling that way. I hear from people all over that feel that way, when we look at all the intake of toxic materials into our body, it's from so many sources. It's hard to even calculate. And look at, the whole paradigm we're in is so incredibly insane, so incredibly unsustainable, that people have seen too many science fiction movies, Evelyn, they feel that technology is going to somehow save us. And I would argue, what has technology really done for us? It's right now put us on the path for absolutely mathematical, certain extinction on this current trajectory. So people need to wake up.
This is why this all seems so new to me and stuff, because I didn't watch TV probably for 20 years, okay? So I didn't watch the sitcoms or anything. And I quit listening to music for about 10 years, and I never would go to any science fiction movie, ever. And so all this stuff that's been going on, I missed it. And what happened was I finally went back to watching TV, and I'm watching these sitcoms, and I'm thinking, they're filthy, this stuff they have in them. For kids to watch right in prime time, you know, my, I got a little grandson that's 10. And it's like, my God, he came over here for a movie date, well, probably a year ago or something, and we went to get movies, and I let him pick out one, and he picked out Family Guy. Well, I'd never seen it. I didn't know. When I put it on, I couldn't believe it. The stuff they were saying, the swearing and all this stuff, you know. But now I went back and reviewed, you know, different shows and stuff where they have them broke down and showing you how they're mind-controlling these kids. And it's just awful what they've been doing to these,
well, look at,
to these,
yeah,
kids.
I mean, even with the kids all have iPhones and so forth, and you can't really
right
dictate what they look at, you know.
I know. I know. You know, like seeing the Mouseketeers grow up to be, to come on TV and be total sluts and doing the most bizarre things and sexual acts and stuff right on primetime shows.
Yeah.
And at first when I started watching them, one was Two and a Half Men, and I started laughing, but pretty soon it was like, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. How can this show be on and have that little kid on there and the way they talk and the things they show them and stuff, and that our kids watch that?
Yeah,
and,
it affects them. It does, and I've always made myself watch, for example, the corporate news and so forth, just to have a better understanding of what people think and why. And
yeah.
It's been helpful for the work that I do to try to help people connect the dots with hard data, and that's a problem. A lot of people, so many people, Evelyn, are not willing to look at actual data. They sort of have the I've already made up my mind, don't bother me with the facts mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that needs to go out the window. And again, I stress, those who think they can ignore this, you can't. I live on the east side of Lake Shasta in Northern California, in what was a thriving forest even 10 years ago. We get about 70 inches of rain here annually. One of the most biodiverse boreal forests in existence, and it's virtually gone silent. I mean, the forest is virtually silent. It's nothing but wilderness around me. I mean, you can't see civilization in any direction. And the amount of bears, birds, deer, turkeys, the whole forest is silent now. And I've grown up in the forest. I know what it should and shouldn't be like. My dad was an arborist. I know what trees should be when they're healthy. I mean, the trees are dead, dying everywhere. There's no sounds in the forests. The frogs are gone, by the way. We used to have so many frogs here that it sounded like the Ozarks. I haven't seen a frog for 6 months, 8 months. They're gone.
Yeah.
We're there. The, you know, trouble's not somewhere off in the distance. It's breaking the door in right now.
Right, and you know, and the geoengineering is the biggest one, but you know, these industries are poisoning us in all different ways. I mean, the water, you know, even the private wells are contaminated.
Look at that's
yeah.
A good example for the mentality we're dealing with, for people to understand what sane species would pump toxic waste into well water, and that's exactly what they've done with the fracking. In fact,
yeah.
A friend of mine at EPA released some of that data to us. We posted, we were one of the initial ones to post that there were 9 wells in the Sacramento Valley that were identified that they were illegally pumping millions of gallons of toxic fracking waste into the wells. Think about
right.
that.
Yeah.
Contaminating that groundwater forever. It's a runaway train of total insanity that we're on from every direction. And anybody who thinks it's going to continue this way is living in an absolute delusion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're bankrupting this country with the wars and with all the charges, like I say, about like Medicaid and Medicare and stuff. You know, they're diagnosing all these people with mental illnesses and stuff. And then they up the price on these drugs so high that that's what's bankrupting those systems. It's not the little bit of money disabled people get, you know, for the monthly. They might be paying $1,000 for one prescription of antipsychotics, you know, and they got all these people on them, and it's coming out of our tax dollars. And now they've raised the prices so high that people can't even get drugs they need to save their life because the insurance and stuff won't pay it.
No, we're close to hitting the wall. Again, they're right now. The facade of the global economy is breaking down. It's always been a card house, and We know global shipping is getting to a halt. I don't know if you ever heard the term BDI, Evelyn. You ever heard the Baltic Dry Index? You ever heard that term?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you know what? It's all global dry shipping. A lot of people don't know what that is, but it's basically screeching to a halt, and you can't hide that for much longer. And this is why the conflicts in various countries we see happening right now. And thankfully, some of this is coming out. You know, and the fact that the U.S. has helped to create and spawn and fuel and fund and arm ISIS, try to create the sort of fear that they need to clamp down even further. And from so many directions, again, we have major orchestration going on. The noose is being sucked around our collective necks. But on the climate engineering issue, again, as the population wakes up, this is the other issue we have to face with climate engineering. It's lethal enough as it is. We know it's literally killing a big percentage of the population from just respiratory issues alone, let alone the other issues. But at any point in time, Evelyn, if they chose, they could obviously change that mix, make it something more lethal, and they could level the whole playing field, could they not?
Oh, right, right.
And why would we think they wouldn't?
I don't. So. What all has been sprayed in the skies now that you know them?
Well, when testing for materials, unless you know what you're looking for, you can't just tell the lab, you know, find this, or tell me what's in the sample, because you have to tell them what to look for. So,
right.
I mean, we look for the major elements that we know are in the patents, aluminum, barium, strontium. But we see, for example, when they're chemically ice nucleating, and they can, I'm not sure how much you've looked at that data, Evelyn, they can and are ice nucleating what should be rain into snow. They're doing this all over the planet. We can see it on the radar. So you have, you know, historically you'd have, and there's different elements in the ice nucleated material, is what I was getting at. There's copper, lead. So it depends on the process they're doing. But on the chemical ice nucleation, again, which is happening in about every bit of moisture we see right now, that lowers the temperatures down in the cloud by artificially, chemically starting the ice nucleation process earlier. That creates a cold, dense layer of air that descends to the ground, lowers the temperatures, helps to hide the fact that the planet's in total meltdown, but very toxic. And we can see on the radar bands of rain at far above freezing temperatures in regions with no mountains. It just flashes out to snow. I mean, it just flashes out in the radar to frozen precipitation. And the weather, back to the weathermen, you know, Weather Channel and all these Weather Central owned by the power structure, the job of those meteorologists is to explain this away to the public and make it seem, quote, natural, to try to explain to the public why it's snowing at 50 degrees. And it starts snowing often at 45, 50 degrees now. And we know from the nucleation patents, some of which are 65 years old, one to NASA, 65 years old, chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, that they can nucleate at those high temperatures. And for those that don't think they can do this, again, I encourage them to investigate, not to believe me. The Chinese scientists openly announced they were doing this. I use this for an example often. Beijing, they did it over Beijing until they did the third time around $1 billion worth of damage by chemically nucleating rain into snow. It's heavy, wet snow. So the degree to which the weather is being completely and extremely toxically manipulated, it defies true comprehension. I mean, nothing is left untouched.
No. Well, like yesterday, it was, the Weather Channel said it was going to be. I didn't go out for the last 2 days because it was raining so much, and it was like in the 50s, they said. And it's like, this is almost Christmas. You know, when I grew up, we never had anything like this ever in Wisconsin.
You're way up north to be those temps, and you should check your temperatures, too. Again, check the officially reported high temperature with what you record from your own thermometer, and we see regularly a very large underreporting of the actual high, which means the temperatures are much warmer than what's even being reported, which is bad enough. So from every direction, they're trying to hide the true degree of damage done to the planet. And I know none of us like Al Gore. You know, he was certainly a hypocrite.
Yeah.
He's part of the problem. He's owned stocks. How do you make a movie like he made and own stock in ExxonMobil and BP and, you know, and then fly around in jets? But people need to get over Al Gore. Al Gore did exactly what they wanted him to do, to make people hate him so much that they would take the opposite position of anything Gore said. because there are real issues going on here. Climate engineering is one of those real issues. There's real damage done to the climate from a lot of sources. And this is the paradox with the whole Al Gore scenario. Was his data wrong? Yes. But it was wrong in the opposite direction of what most people would like to believe. It's far worse than anything Gore said. What we face is far worse.
And oh, yes, again, I can see that.
Yeah, you can. Those who look can. And those who don't believe that, they will soon. And I just encourage people to look for themselves. Have you ever heard of a film, Evelyn, called Chasing Ice?
Yeah, I put it up on my Facebook page.
Oh, good for you.
Today.
Good for
you.
And I try to use films, again, that are, we're non-political at geoengineeringwatch.org. We're just simply trying to get the truth out. And that's a good film in that vein because there wasn't any politics there. It was just simply frontline footage that you really can't argue, you know. And that's that's the bottom line. People need to look at that, examine it. And when, for example, we have all the forest, let's connect geoengineering back to the rapid warming of the planet again. We know in regard to the forests that are burning up around the globe, climate engineering cuts off the rain. The rain that does fall is toxic.
Yeah.
We have massive UV radiation cooking the trees. The trees are coated with the incendiary dust, so they flame like they've been hit with an accelerant. So all this forest that burns up, all that carbon goes into the atmosphere. The soot settles down the ice, darkens the ice, makes it absorb heat much more readily. You have all these feedback loops, and so many of them lead back to climate engineering as a really, not as a primary factor or an only factor, but a major factor. So the damage is real. You know, all the smoke and soot and 100 million tons of CO2 a day and the methane, it doesn't just float out into space somewhere. It stays here.
It stays here. And then all these wars, you know, that adds, that's really adding big problems to destroying the Earth.
It does.
And they're using nuclear weapons. Like, we know they are, you know. But
subsea. In fact, on the nuclear end, and back. Let's go back to the ocean die-off again off the Pacific, which you mentioned accurately earlier.
Yeah.
And this is where people need to not think dichotomously, not a this or that. Is Fukushima having a huge effect in the Pacific? Yes, of course. But also, you have extremely warm oceans, and part of that is because geoengineering has shredded the ozone layer, more thermal energy from the excessive UV. It's altered the trade winds, which has helped to bottle that heat up in the Pacific. So we have plankton die-off. We also have, and this is important, on the radiation end, we have our own Navy using, I don't know if you know this, but they have been using for some time, radioactive ammunition. It's called depleted uranium ammunition for practice off the North American West Coast.
Mm.
So how insane is that? Let's use, it contaminates those areas forever. So you just, you have one layer of insanity heaped on another, on another, on another. And
then they're doing other things, too, to poison us right out in the open. Like this business of making all vaccines mandatory, you know, for kids to go to school. And then spreading it upward, then spreading it to the teachers that in daycare and everything have to be vaccinated. And they're forcing parents to put that poison into their kids. And this is just beyond anything I can imagine that our government would do this. I mean, till I learned about this, you know, I blame vaccines, you know, for a lot of it. But now, like you say, geoengineering's doing it, and the drugs that they're giving them doing it, and then now they're going to force them to take those vaccines. Even parents who have had their kid have a bad reaction. There's no exemption in some of these states. And they're also like the drugs. I think it's up in Oregon and Washington that up there, it's an 11-year-old child can go in and have an IUD put in for birth control without her parents knowing it. And another state, maybe it was New Jersey, one of those states on the East Coast, they can go get mental health help and not tell their parents. So they could be put on all these drugs, and I've observed what they do to people, and not even tell their parents. So when they get these side effects that sometimes makes them half crazy with that aphasia and stuff, they won't even know they're on them drugs. This is just insane. They're taking over our children and poisoning them.
It is, and you know, at this point on the mandatory vaccinations, you know, that's when my kids are going to be staying home. If they start enforcing that here, So
it is in California. They did pass that there, hey?
They passed, but it's not being enforced yet.
Is it?
No.
I thought that would bring about some kind of war, because I can't believe it. You know, all the people that I got to know working on the autism issue, I can't believe they'll do it. You know, but then now, you know, making adults get vaccinations. And I've seen, I think it was last week or the week before, an article out that all veterans are going to have to get vaccinations, and or else they can't use the VA system, which were not hardly anyhow. I mean, it wasn't very long ago I read where it was like, I think it was 200 and some thousand veterans had died while they were on wait list to get help from the VA.
Yeah, that's probably
they're
true.
They're killing us off in 100 different ways in this country. You know,
it is. And it's, you know,
then, you know,
and all this can happen only because too many people don't seem to rise to the responsibility that we have toward the common good. We all have a responsibility that...
I think they're mind controlled. I really do.
It's
and then now I've watched, but they keep trying to get me, give me an iPhone. No. Well, yeah, because they got them now that they can spy on you right when you're on them. So my pool mates, all the guys will be watching them ball games, and in between, they'll be on their iPhones. Guys.
You know,
I told my one friend, God, when I was young, no guys would even like to talk on the phone. Now they're addicted to those iPhones. Now, I don't even know what they're looking at, but their focus is totally off the life. I mean, one of my pool players, I told him, I was telling him some of this stuff, and I said about the false flags, you know, 9/11, and he said, what, wasn't 9/11 real? And I said, no, you don't even know that. You know what to do. Oh.
And many who know don't care. You know, that's the other paradox. You'll have
people that
you know, they know, but they don't seem to feel any sense of responsibility to try to expose such injustice. So that's the other part of the equation. If we look back, I'm a bit of a student of the Stoic writings that were, you know, very, very down-to-earth wisdom, the Stoic philosophers from 1900 years ago. And if you read what they recorded about what was happening in Rome and so forth, very similar, very, very similar. You have everybody's heard Nero fiddles while Rome burns. And this is the sort of philosophy we have now, and add everything else we've just discussed, affecting people's mindset, and it's truly a horrible mix, you know.
Well, and the other thing, big thing, is that our government is full of pedophiles, and what's going on with kids.
Yeah,
you know,
well, yeah, governments and a lot of the churches and so forth, you know, it's...
Right.
But this is, if we look back at, you know, it's quite overwhelming, all the challenges we face, very overwhelming. But what I would encourage people to do, we need to put a hole in the armor, and you pick the issue that most affects everyone, that would most change the equation, and that issue is climate engineering, because it's harmed every living being on the planet. It's totally disrupted weather patterns, contaminated everything, every one of us, all of us have been hurt. If we could expose this issue, it would overturn the power structure, period. People would be in the streets looking for what's going on and with the power structure. So, this is where...
Well, you know, when they control the media and stuff, and so, you know, reporters aren't telling the truth, and the few that do, you know, it's just like the holistic doctors and stuff. They're being killed. You know, they call it suicide or drug overdose or something, but or some other false way that they say they died, but they just let it go on.
They do.
You know, people that do tell the truth, and you'd be one of them too, that I'm sure they'd like to take you out, you know. And then I watch when they do it, like that Michael Hastings reporter, and they just kill them and it's just done. Nothing gets done about it.
Again, if we could, this particular issue, again, because it affects military personnel, their kids, their families, everybody, if I could encourage people to not be overwhelmed, focus on the most important issue that would drag the other issues with it, this is that issue. And for tools, everybody can help to sound the alarm by simply passing on credible data to everyone, anyone, and they can get that data at geoengineeringwatch.org. We have flyers you can download for free and print locally. and they can use those for tools. You can we have links that you can send out to people, groups, agencies, organizations. We all need to start spot fires of awareness. Focus on something. Don't let everything overwhelm you. Focus on the most critical cause on which all else depends. Climate engineering is that issue from many directions. So, again, I would encourage people to not be overwhelmed and to put their angst into action, and that's what would do it. And if I could, Evelyn, if I think we were scheduled till 3, right?
Oh, 3 your time, yeah, 5
yeah,
my time.
I have an overbook, another one from Australia that I was booked for a show, and if I could ring out a couple minutes early, I think they're trying real hard to reach me right now, and I apologize. I've been overbooked because I'm trying so desperately to get the word out, but I'm very grateful for your help and help sounding the alarm to your listeners, and I encourage them, don't be overwhelmed. Take action, and you'd be amazed what any one of us can do if we simply try waking up those around us and then have them wake up others. And if we all do that, we'll reach critical mass soon.
Yeah, I'd be real happy to have you on often because, I think, too, it is the main thing that we have
to focus
on.
That's what we have to deal with.
Bad, but...
If we take care of this, if we expose and stop this, we'll be a giant leap in the right direction, and the rest will come. So, again, forgive me if I duck out a hair early because they're trying to reach me from Australia right now. But
okay.
Thank you very much for your time, and we'll connect again, and my thanks to your listeners.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Evelyn. Take care.
Yep. Well, I was very happy to have Dane on, that he knows the stuff on this geoengineering. And so, maybe I was just dumb. Maybe everybody out there does know this, that I didn't. But I just can't believe that because being an investigative journalist, I research a lot of things, and I just couldn't believe that I would know nothing about this. But like he said, don't type in chemtrails. Be sure to type in geoengineering and go to his website. He has so much information there that will really enlighten you. And hopefully I'll have him on again because this is so important that, yes, we have got to get in there and stop this, or it's downhill fast. This earth is going to end for us people. I don't know what the rich people are going to do or what they got planned for themselves, but I hope... Everybody learned some things today. I know I did, and I go online and get videos and stuff, and I watch that too. Besides talking to these experts, and I encourage everybody else to do that too. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week. And I'm not sure who I'll have on, but I'll find somebody that'll inform us. So okay, well thank you. Goodbye.
Salvation. Faith is tried and true in tribulation. Love is lost and lonely. Check the news.